Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
As many as 4 people in every 10 are affected by allergic rhinitis, with immunotherapy providing one of the treatment options. Duncan Wilson from Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, England, is part of a team that have updated a relevant Cochrane review.
Allergic rhinitis causes red, itchy eyes, a blocked and runny nose, and sneezing. In Britain, it is most commonly seen as hay fever, which affects many thousands of people every summer and is caused by grass pollen allergy. Other pollens, house dust mites, moulds and animal danders, especially cat, are other important causes. The treatment of allergic rhinitis depends on its severity and duration, and is usually based on the use of antihistamines and steroid nasal sprays. If these drugs cannot control symptoms, patients might be recommended for immunotherapy. This treatment involves the administration of gradually increasing doses of the allergen over a period of time, leading to desensitization and a significant reduction in the allergic response. It is the only known treatment that modifies the immune response and treats the cause rather than just the symptoms of allergy. Traditionally, immunotherapy is given by injection, which is time-consuming and can sometimes cause serious reactions. Immunotherapy can also be given by the sublingual route or under the tongue, with the potential advantages that it is safer and can be taken at home. When we first conducted a systematic review of trials of sublingual immunotherapy in 2002, we showed that the treatment was, without doubt, far superior to placebo across 22 trials, including almost 1,000 patients. In the intervening years, several larger studies were performed and sublingual immunotherapy has been marketed, so we felt that it was time to update the review and see if anything has changed. Our Cochrane review now contains results from 60 trials, including over 4,500 patients, and again demonstrates highly significant reductions in symptom and medication scores in patients treated with sublingual immunotherapy compared to placebo. There were no serious adverse reactions reported in the included trials, and no patient needed the use of adrenaline, which is a rescue treatment for patients if they have a bad reaction to the treatment. Importantly, we've also now shown that the treatment is equally effective in children, for whom the sublingual route is a very attractive alternative to regular injections. This updated Cochrane review therefore confirms the place of sublingual immunotherapy as a safe and effective treatment for allergic rhinitis, where other treatments have failed, across all age ranges.
Duncan's review, including a summary of each of the 60 trials and the detailed analyses of their findings, is available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.